The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, he should get married, B'sha'at Tovah U'Muslachat, and Zechut of the Limud, that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of Nachat, Shalom Bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Yud Gimel, today's Daf Yud Gimel, Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe Ben Luna, Rumu Hashem, Tenihem Began Eden, Amen. Today's Daf Yud Gimel, Fuat Shelema, Sarah, Hana, Bat, Chava. We begin today's daf on Yud Bet Amud Bet. We are starting Amar Abhiya. It's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom of Amar Abhiya. But Abba Ba'ir Rabbi Yohanan, Katan, Yesh lo Machshava or En lo Machshava? A Katan, does he have Machshava? Which means, V'tomar Rav Shchaitat Kadashim, slaughtering Korbanot. So we have a law that when you slaughter a korban, you have to have kavanah for shaitat kadashim. You have to have kavanah for it. So we want to know, does a katan, is his machshava valid enough that we say he has a machshava to slaughter kodashim lishma? Is the kavanah of a katan a kavanah? Nashim. First, the second line. Katan yesh lo machshava or en lo machshava, kegon b'shaitat kadashim. B'shaitat korbanot. We learned the first Mishnah in Pesachim, and then Zevachim. All the Zevachim have to slaughter Lishman. V'shachat katan ola Lishma. You took the ola, he slaughtered Lishma. Miyavya kavana olo. If it's kavana, then it's ole leola. If it's not, then it cannot be ole leola. It's kasher, but it's not ole. So the Gemara says, Amale Rabbi Ameh, v'tiv'ile ma'aseh. What are you asking about machshava of a katan? Is the machshava of a katan here or not? Why don't you ask another question? Is the ma'aseh of a katan a ma'aseh? Ma perush? Amar le Rabbi Amir Rashi. Who's going to do the reading for Rashi today? Obadiah. Want to be the reader? Okay.
Amar le Rabbi Amir Rabbi Hiya Bar Abba. העלון והלימון לתנן בה, ויש בהן מעשה, תבעי לנמה, אפילו אם יש מחשבה עם מעשה, המוכיח עליה, שכן הוא, כגון דקאי מעון.
Okay, now we get to the case. She's giving you stuff that you'll see coming up, but for our point is, כגון דקאי מעולה בדרום. Let's say you have a קורבן עולה, and it's in the southern part of the Azara. Now you're supposed to slaughter it in the north, עולה בצפון. So what happened? Ve'amar hareni mevi latzafon l'shchita. And the katan said, I'm going to bring the ola to the tzafon to be shochedet. She'ena kashera bedarom. Tiv'i le'nami im mashve la'ay ma'aseh kabana olo. Do you say that when he makes a ma'aseh like that, so that ma'aseh makes the kabana? Which, otherwise, why is he taking it from the south? He's taking it from the south to the north. And he verbally says it. And she holds, he said, I'm taking it from the north, from the south to the north. So, what about that? Does that ma'aseh mochiach prove that his kavanah is l'shem korban? So, amar le, I mean again, Rabbi Ameh v'tiv'i le ma'aseh. Which means, why don't you ask if a katan is a ma'aseh or not? Which means, when he does what's called the ma'aseh mochiach, which means he did something where, otherwise, why is he slaughtering if not for an ola? Why would he specifically say, I'm taking it from the south, I'm bringing it to the north? It must be, he knows that this is a korban ola, and therefore, when he slaughters it, must be slaughtering of the shem ola, and therefore, ask on that also. Forget about a machshava alone. What about when there's a ma'aseh amuchiyah? Is that also considered a machshava? Is that legitimate or not? So Gemara says, "My shena maase delo kame bayilis." You know why you didn't ask that question? I'll tell you why. Because it's beferush mishnah. Detnan yesh lahem maase beferush. So therefore, the mishnah clearly says they have a maase. However, machshava name lo tevreile. So the same mishnah that you're quoting, that by it says machshava, that says maase yesh lahem. So therefore, the same mishnah says Ditnan en lahem machshava. So the, for the same reason why you didn't ask the maaseh question, because it's beferush. Why did you ask the machshava question? It's also beferush, which is the machshava question. It's not coupled with a maaseh. That is just slaughtering a korban. It's in. Let's say it's in the north already. It's in the right spot, and he's just going over and slaughtering it. So he didn't do a maaseh to mochiah. So for sure, the machshava is not a machshava. The Mishnah clearly says it. Rashi, my shena maaseh de pshita le reader. Good. Now we have to find where this Mishnah is. So the Mishnah basically is going to talk about a case where kids take a katan, takes a nut, and he hollows out the nut, and he makes it into a keli, and he puts sand or pebbles, whatever it is. So the question is going to be, does that make the nut a keli lekabel tuma or not? So it says that nan ha'alon v'harimon v'egoz. These are all types of fruit that have a hard shell. Shehakakum tinokot lamud behen afar. And the ketanim, they hollowed it out when they took out the fruit or the nut in order to put in it afar. It's either measure, let's say afar, or to hold the dirt in there. So what's the explanation? Or shidkinum nekaf poznaim. Or they prepared it to use it as a scale, to put stuff in it, to weigh stuff in it, like a scale. Teme'im, they become tuma. Because the ma'aseh of the katan turned it into a keli, as a bet kibul, therefore as a keli. Mipnesh yesh lahem ma'aseh. Because they did an action. By hollowing it out, they did a ma'aseh clearly to show that what they wanted to do it for a keli. That was what they're hollowing it out for. Right. So therefore, you see what? They have a ma'aseh. Nashi, ha'alon.
תריהו שקורין גלנץ.
גלנץ, אוקיי, גולנט. שהקקום.
נקבו נקר קטן בשדיהן, והוציאו האוכל מתוך הנקר.
They made a little hole, they took out the food from the hole, and now it's a vessel. נעמוד להם עפר.
כדרך שהתינוקות עושים לצחוק.
It's for play, it's a game.
תמאים מקבלים תומעה.
שיש להם.
שיש להם מעשה, כגון זה שמעשיהן מוכיחים, כדשם קלי נתקבלו.
Sure, the mass is clear, without having to say anything. Why do they hollow it out? To make it a keli. And you see, they put stuff in it. So therefore, v'gam hem omrim ken. She always has to go back to that. V'gam hem omrim. Now she always holds, the ma'aseh only works when there's a amira as well. Yesh kan ma'aseh u'machshava. According to Rashi, machshava is amira. Let's get that clear. Rashi always, well, machshava is pirush, they say it.
Amira?
Yes.
Amira
for yes. Yes. Rashi's going to say that you need a machshava with a ma'aseh. So the ma'aseh was actually hollowed it out. You put the stuff in there. He said it. What was the ma'aseh? You said, I want to make it a keli. I want to put stuff in there. So therefore, it works. Mepnesh yesh lehem ma'aseh. Continue. Ve'en lahem machshava. Oh, what's the case? En lahem machshava. Let's see. Tap Rashi. Kegon.
Kegon matzav leklifat egoz kemo shehaya.
They found a klifat egoz ready made.
V'chashiv aleha lamud or afilu madad ba.
Right. And he said, you know what? Oh, wow, this is a great item. I'm going to use it to store my stuff in there. That's just a machshava alone. He's just thinking. He verbalized it, but he didn't do a maaseh. He didn't do a maaseh. He found it ready made. He found the keli ready. Oh, good item.
But if you put dirt in it, that would be.
Doesn't matter. That's not a maaseh. The maaseh is the hakikah. The maaseh is actually he hollowed it out. The shem keli. Read again. The shikigon matzat kipat egoz kigon kemo.
Kemo shaya v'hashiv alei lemud or afilu madad ba ela shelo asa ba maaseh.
Yeah, she said even if he filled it up, but he didn't do a maaseh to make it a keli. Ve'im.
ואם בן דעת חשב עליהן, תמאים במחשבה.
יתנן.
כל הכלים יורדים לידי תומתן.
Sure. A regular בן דעת, meaning a גדול, it's enough just him to have a machshava that he wants to use this as a keli. Once he has a machshava that doesn't have it as a keli, it's mekabel tumah. Masheikir katan though. So you see, befilush in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ma'aseh they have, machshava they don't. So therefore, ma'aseh they have, machshava they don't. So then, you asked the question to the ketanim of machshava. You didn't know the answer. Like, we wanted to know by kadashim, by shaitat kadashim. Is there machshava? Consider machshava. You know, why don't you ask to have a ma'aseh? You know why you didn't ask to have a ma'aseh? Because you know the Mishnah that clearly says to have a ma'aseh. Hey, that same Mishnah clearly also says that they don't have a machshava. So therefore, just like you know the answer to the ma'aseh question, you shouldn't know the answer to the machshava question. That's the Gemara's question over here. Amar le machshava gredata lo kame ba'yele. He says, for sure, machshava alone, I'm not asking that. I know they don't have that. That wasn't my issue. What was my question? Ki kame ba'yele machshavto nikeret mitoch ma'asav. That his machshava, he didn't have an explicit machshava. but his machshava is revealed to us through his ma'aseh. So there's three cases. There's one case where it's just a pure machshava. He says, you know, I'm slaughtering this neshem korban olah. It's just a machshava. There's no, he didn't do an action to show us anything more than that. This is machshava yeonam. Then you have a case where he has a ma'aseh with a machshava. That's the case of hollowing out the item. And then you have something in between, which is the question. It's something in between where he doesn't have a machshava, but his ma'aseh is mochiach very strongly what his machshava is.
Right.
And that's the question. Okay, go on. What's the case? The ola was in the darum, wrong spot. It's in the south. And he brought it to the north. The shahata mai. Oh. And he slaughtered it there. They didn't say anything. He just took it from there to there. It was a ma'aseh over there. Now, that's a beferush kavana, which means why else did he move it? Why else would he move it from the south to the north unless it's because he wants to slaughter it l'shem ola? So maybe in that case, when the ma'aseh is mukhiyah, you don't need an explicit machshava to be said. Or dilma, or maybe no, makomu delo itramele. Maybe there was no space. Itramele. There was no space, meaning the south was crowded. So he just took the animal and brought it to the north, but not necessarily that he wants to store it l'shem ola until he explicitly says it. So that was our question. Look at Rashi. Machshavto nikeret. Right, he didn't say what he's doing. If he would have said what he's doing, then you have a ma'aseh and a machshava. That's for sure good. L'shem l'fish ena kishra b'darom. Or Dilma, maybe. Right, he didn't like the first spot. I'm a sort over there. So then we have no idea that he's doing. That's the question of the Gemara. So the question of the Gemara is like this: you have a Korban Ola. It's in the south. He goes, makes a Ma'aseh Gedola. He takes from the south, puts it in the north, quiet, didn't say anything, and he slaughtered it. So we want to know if he would have said, it's in the south, no good. Let me move it to the north over here for Korban Ola. Oh, then already you have a Ma'aseh and a Machshava. That's great. Now we want to know, and if he just did Machshava, meaning it was in the right spot already, and he just slaughtered it, that's no good. Machshava, in no Machshava. Question, does the Ma'aseh of the Katan, such a strong Ma'aseh, Mukhiyah, what is Machshava? Is it maybe such a Machshava will be good, because it's coupled with a Ma'aseh. That's his question. We know the answer to that also. Ha name Amra Rabbi Yohanan Hadazimna. Rabbi Yohanan said this case already once. The Tana Ma'ale Perotav Legag. Okay, we know the law of Makshirin. Exactly. You have a fruit. So the fruit is not Mikabel Tum'ah unless it was Mukhshar. Mukhshar means prepared to receive Tum'ah. How does it get prepared to receive Tum'ah? One of the seven beverages fell on it, leda'at, meaning willingly. Okay? Willingly. The seven beverages.
Right.
Okay. Let's say dew is one of the seven beverages. So the person specifically put it on the roof with kavanah, so the dew will fall on it in the morning, so that will affect it to receive tumah. Let's go with the case. Hamalei perotav legad. He put the fruit on the roof. Mepnei hakinima. What is a kinima?
Insects.
Right. Now she says, Kitsunash. Shebipurim v'adashim. It's in the furim and adashim. It's in the beans. It's like Vatia kinam. Kinam, it's lice. Okay, lice, exactly. So you don't want the lice to get to the fruit. So you put them on the roof. V'yarad alehem tal. Sure enough, if you keep it on the roof, what's going to happen? The dew is going to fall on it. But he didn't want the dew to fall. That wasn't his kavana. So enan b'chi yutan. It's not considered kiyutan. The Torah says kiyutan, but we read it kiyiten, which teaches us it has to be put willingly. Since he didn't have kavanah to put the dew on it, that was different kavanah. No, nashi ena bichiyutan de lo. Good. Ve'im nitkaven lekach harehen bichiyutan. Nashi im nitkaven. Beautiful. Which means, if the guy on the way up to the roof says, oh, yeah, I want to bring this up for the dew, then for sure it's Mekabel Tum'ah, or receives Tum'ah, meaning if a shenet touches it, it becomes Tameh. Or even better, let's say when he brought it up, he didn't have any kavanah, and then the dew fell on it and it was still wet, and he said, "Oh, yeah, I'm happy." Then it's also okay. It's going to be mukshat. However, he'ilum heresh shote v'katan. But let's say a hashu brought up the fruit to the roof. Afapish nitkavenu lekach, even though they had a kavanah for the dew, eno b'chiyutan. Why? Okay, Rashi. Oh, so why did they bring it up? The kavanah was explicitly for the lice.
Right.
That after the dew fell on it, what happened? Oh, you know what? We want to do it for the dew. Now at that point over there,
it's too late.
All they have over here is a machshava, and the machshava of a katan, we said, is nothing. Enam b'chiyutan she'en machshavatam machshava. The machshava is nothing. V'chshir b'machshava talui v'ayim ma'aseh da'aleh ha'yutam. What do you mean? But there's a ma'aseh also. Yeah, but that ma'aseh was not for a do. That ma'aseh was for lice. The ma'aliyah la ma'aseh with the ha'kinimah ha'ilu. So therefore, you cannot connect the ma'aseh to this machshava. They brought it up to the roof because of lice. That doesn't do anything with the kiyutan, kiyutin. Then the water got out. Oh, we're happy. That's just the machshava. Machshava of a katan is not strong enough to bring it down to the tumah. So that doesn't prove anything yet. The Amar of Yohanan, here's the proof now. Amar of Yohanan, lo shanu ela shelo hipech bahen. That's only talking. We didn't go on the roof and flip them over. אבל יפך בהן, הרי זה בחיותן. But if he goes on the roof, after they got wet, he says, oh, beauty, they're getting wet, I'm going to get the other side also, some do on it. And he turns it over. So now, what did he do over here? He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. He just went up to the roof. He did a ma'aseh, but that ma'aseh speaks volumes. That ma'aseh is a strong action that shows us the nihale that he wants to do on the item. So therefore the Gemara says, that question we know already the answer to. So don't tell me your question was where a kid does a ma'aseh, and that's mochiyah. We have a ma'aseh over that's mochiyah, and we know already that it counts. That she, Ela. Correct. So therefore, we have this. So now we got to go back to the question. So we still didn't even understand the first question of today's Gemara. We don't know what the Gemara's question was. So Gemara says, "Hachi kame ba'ya." This is the question. De olaita od rabbanan. Yes, that's what we want to know. We want to know the Katan's actions, his machshava, is it the oraita or is it a drabana? Nashi. Good. Which means I accept Rabbi Hanan that when he does a ma'aseh, his ma'aseh indicates what his machshava was and it works. That which I heard from my rabbi, is that halakha? Is that the oraita or is it only midrabanan the chumra? The oraita hi. Bayan dileil. Sure. If it's the oraita, then I'll let you bring this animal as a korban. You saw the animal in the south. You pulled the animal to the north. Oh, even though he didn't explicitly say anything, if you say it's a de oraita, that's considered a mahshaba, that's good, bring it on the mizbeach. Meaning, the oraita is good. If you say it's only midrabanan, so midrabanan means to be mahmir, not to use it as a kula. Look at the next rashi. Oh, midrabanani. The chumra de alma udamuna banan nevi ma'aseh. Vichi pek ben nevi ekshir. Which means, you know when I'll use it, lahmir. You know what the case of lahmir is? The kid put the stuff on the roof. Okay? We say, he put it up for lice. It's not mekabel tumah. Then he went up to the roof, and the dew went on it, and he turned them over. So lechumra, I'll say that his ma'aseh is a ma'aseh to make it mukshal l'tumah. That means drabanan. Minimid oraita, nothing. Ma'aseh is nothing. But lechumra, I'll say that what? to say it's mukshar. That's the Gemara's question. How far does this law go? Is it the oraita even the kula, or is it the rabbanan davka the humra? That's the question of the Gemara. Read Rashi, Adam, or the rabbanan. Put Rashi there.
עוד רבנן היא בחומרה באמהו, דאמו רבנן נהנה מעשה.
וכי הפך.
וכי הפך בהן נהווה הכשר.
אבל הייתה.
לא אהבה מעשה.
לגבי עולה.
וכולהו לא אמרו כן, שלא אמרו חכמים דבריהם להקל מדברי תורה, דנמצאו עוקרים אלא להחמיד ולעשות סייג.
והי פרו. The rabbis, when they made their laws, they were only to fence the Torah. Not to be more lenient than the Torah, אז שלום. So therefore, the רבנן make laws להחמיד, לעשות סייג. Not to uproot the Torah's law already. Good. Now we understand the question at least. So basically the question of today's Gemara is, let's get the case and the question. The case is, a katan takes a korban ola, he moves it from the south, brings it to the north, and he slaughters it. So, I know that there's a statement out there, you heard it from his rabbis, that that machshava, even though there's no explicit machshava there, but the ma'aseh is mochiyah, he means he's doing it for korban. It's considered enough kavana, put it that way. It's considered enough kavana that he's doing it for korban. And you need kavana by korbanot. Okay, very nice. What was his question then? Is that the oraita or is it the rabbanan? Which means, maybe we only say that rule, that it's a ma'aseh, machshava, legabe, humrah, but not the kula. Very good. Gemara says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak, matni hache. Okay, another version of this sugya here. He had a different version of it. Amar b'chaya ba'ei Rabbi Yohanan. Katan, yesh lo ma'aseh o en lo ma'aseh. So this Gemara started off with the ma'aseh. Not with the machshava. Katan, this is ma'aseh to the ma'aseh. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Ameh. Reverse. V'tiv'ideh machshava. Why didn't you ask for machshava? Ma'i shena machshava de lo kame ba'ya. You know why you didn't ask for machshava? Because you knew the Mishnah. Detan en lahem machshava. So just like you knew the Mishnah en lahem machshava, ma'aseh named lo tiv'ile, detan yesh lahem ma'aseh. Same question is reversed. It's starting off with the ma'aseh now. So Gemara says, "Achi kame ba'yale deoraita od rabbanan." Bottom line, same answer. Our question was, is it deoraita or is it the rabbanan? Which means even the ma'aseh. When we say that they have a ma'aseh, is the ma'aseh of a katan the oraita or not, upashit. And we answered, yesh lahem ma'aseh v'afilu medeoraita. Yes, that when they do a ma'aseh, the ma'aseh is mukhiyah, it's the oraita, no problem. En lahem machshava afilu medrabbanan. Okay, so it's extremes. When they have a ma'aseh, which means ma'aseh within machshava, where they say it explicitly and they do a ma'aseh, that's the oraita, works. When there's just a machshava alone, not even the rabbanan. Machshavto nikeret mitoch ma'asav deoraita in enlo. Bedrabanan yeshlo. Beautiful. And when it's ma'asav mochichin, deoraita no drabanan ye. So same conclusion as last Gemara. That the answer when you have a case of a machshava with a ma'aseh, combination, which he didn't do a machshava, he just did a ma'aseh. The korban olah case. He moved the korban from the south to the north. So that case, we're not going to put it on the Mizbeach. Because we only say Ma'asav Mochihim for a Humrah. What would be the Humrah case? The case of the Makhshirim. When he flipped over the fruit on the roof. That will say it's becoming a Tumah Humrah. But not Lekula. Okay, there we go. Next case. Ba'amin Eshimuem Ravuna. Minai limit asek bekadashim shehu pasul. Stop. Where do you know you need Kavanah Bechlam? Who says if I just take a knife and I slaughter the korban without kavanah l'shem shchitat korban? Where do I know you need kavanah bechlal? Look at Rashi. Kelomar, first wide line, Abadia. Kelomar. Minayin.
Kelomar. Minayin mitasek shepasul bekodeshim. Kelo mitasek esakin adzikom onzerko veshachal takodeshim shelo netkaven l'shem shchitah.
Oh, stop right there. What's the case of mitasek? He has the knife in his hand. Also, it goes like this. He lifts it up. Zhoop. There's an animal that cuts his neck off. That's called mitasek. How do we know that's not goodbye? Korbanot. Avam, it kavin the shum shreita ba'alma kasher. We learned that in Zemachim. Which is, if he had kavanah for shreita, but he didn't have kavanah for the specific korban, it's kasher, but it just doesn't count for the ba'alim. Kol ha'zemachim shun shreitu shelo lishman Kishirim v'lo oleh leba'alim. So therefore, the Gemara's question is, how do you know if you have kareem for shaita? Stop, the guy's taking the knife out of the holster, and doom, and an animal comes by and slaughters it. How do we know that's not going to be good? Shneimar b'shachat ben abakar. What do you mean b'shachat ben abakar? Shetehe shechita l'shem ben bakar. Good. Rashi. No Rashi. So Ma says, Amar lo zu biyadenu. I don't have pasuk. Le'akev minayim. My question is, how do I know it's me'akev? Maybe that pasuk just means the ketahila. But maybe the Amar is okay. How do I know that if you mitasek in a shechita, that it's pasuk b'di'avad by kadashim? Ah, Talmud Amar, it says, L'tzonechem tuzbachu, l'da'atechem zivuchu. We have another pasuk. Now, we learned this many times in the Zivachim and the Nachot. That every time you have two pasukim by kadashim, it tells me that the item is ma'akev. The way the Torah by kadashim shows me that it's a deal breaker is by writing it twice. So I got one pasuk for Shachat ben Abakar. Another pasuk for Tzonechem tuzbachu. In fact, it says it twice, and then it's ma'akev. Rashi.
בקרזו הייתי יודע. בקרזו הייתי יודע. ומכאן אנו יודעים שמצווה להתכוון. ואני שאלתי לעכב מיניים, שאינו להתכוון יהיה
פסוק. I know the Ketaila, I know the right way, but כוונה. My question is, how do you know it's מעכב?
ברצונכם תזבחו.
שנה עליו.
שנה עליו הכתוב, זה עכב.
I repeated it, I show you that it is indeed מעכב. Okay, we go to the next Mishnah. Okay, so that's the first Mishnah of the Perek, the Masechet. It took us 30 pages, we got to the next Mishnah. Mishnah Bet. Shechitat Oved Kochavim. Oh. Goy slaughters. Number one, Nevela. Now that means even if he's obviously slaughtered correctly. Kane, Veshet, Sakin. We're not talking about where he did anything wrong. But he's a Goy. Din has a din of a nevela, so much so, umetamea b'masa. A nevela has tumah. Somebody carries a lifts a nevela, there's tumah. We're putting this as a din of a nevela with the tumah factor. That's she. Shechitat. Yeah, very good. Good. He has a mashkiach watching him. Well, the Gemara is going to ask. Well, obviously, once you tell me it's a nevela, with the nevela comes the. Tumah. Okay. So what's the?
Shaitan is not mitmelah b'masa. Only a nevela, right?
Right.
And lapukemi mitmelah.
Correct. 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 Right. They didn't give it a din of a terefa. They didn't give it a din of a nevela. So Yomara says, nevela in isur. No, nevela in isur hanaa la. Correct. The Torah is Mishnah telling us it's just nevela. They didn't forbid it isur hanaa. We'll see why you would have thought maybe it should be a surbana. Yeah, you could sell it to a goy, feed it to the animals. It's nevela, but it's not isurana. That's a diuk thing I want. The Gemara wants to make from the Mishnah. Man Tana, who would be the author? Amar Rav Chiya, Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Delo Kerabbi Eliezer. Well, we don't know who the author is, but we know who the author is not. It's not Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer, Ha Amar Setam Machshevet Aoved Kochavim Laavodat Kochavim. Stam or goy, according to Bili Ezer, when he slaughters, you know what his kavana is? L'shem Avodah Zarah. The religious people, every time they slaughter, it's l'shem their God. So therefore, it would be a subhanah. Because this is considered for Avodah Zarah. So from the fact that our Mishnah says, Nevela velo isur hana. So it's not going like Bili Ezer. Because according to Bili Ezer, it'd be worse than a Nevela. You wouldn't even have to benefit from it. Bechlal, it's isur hana because it's considered for Avodah Zarah. Nashi. Gemara. Ha'amar.
Amar l'taman b'ashochet. Afilu shachta Yisrael asolot obed kochavim asura. Sdam achshevet obed kochavim avodat kochavim.
Very good. So comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Ame Amar hachi ketan. Rabbi Yisrael, this is the way he's supposed to read the Mishnah. Shaitat obed kochavim nevela. The diuk should be like this. Hademin La'avodat kochavim, which means there's two types of guy. There's a regular goy, and then there's what's called a mean. What is a mean? It's a Jewish apostate. It's a Jewish guy that worships avodah zarah and all that type of stuff. So interesting. It comes out the Jew is worse. The goy does it, it becomes a nevela. Diyuk. Yeah, that's a goy makes it, it's a nevela. Ha, mean. But if a mean, a Jewish mean would do it, oh, worse. Then it becomes Yisud Hana'a. Well, see now why. Look at that she. As she says, Rabbi Ami.
It
means Israel Kabay. Correct, which means this is not an argument we just said. For sure the Mishnah is not going to be the Ezer. Because the Bidi Ezer holds, even when a goy does it, it's a Sur Hana'a. So that, he just making a diyuk. Ela. Right, he just said, you don't have to make that diyuk. Oh, nevela, but mutar bana. That's beferush. Therefore, my diyuk, he says, is that, my diyuk is not on the word nevela. My diyuk is on the person. It's on the guy. That which guy makes it a nevela? A goy. But a mean's going to make it yisur hana'a. Why? We're going to read it right now. Tanina l'hadith rubanam. We're gonna prove that this diuk that we just made is good. It's a good diuk. That when a mean slaughters something, asur hana'a. The Tanu Rabbanan, shechitat mean la'avodat kuchavim. That's it right there. Shechitat mean, when a mean slaughters, what is this kavana? La'avodat kuchavim. Pito patkuti. The pat, the bread of this mean, it's like pataku, the pat of the goyim. Yeno yayin nesich. It's yayin nesich. Sefarav sefre kosmim. It's books. Rashi says, Sefarav, read that Rashi first. Sefarav.
Sefarav Torah, Nevi'im Kutim, Shekitvan mean.
Kesefre kosmim.
Nevi'eh Baal. Veshem Abadat Kuchavim.
Meaning you go into the mean's house, he's got a Tanakh there. Regular words, like our Tanakh. It's like a book of witchcraft. He wrote it, we have the law, Sefer Torah, Sheketavo, mean? What are we supposed to do with it? That she brings down, she said, if you should burn it, that she says. Mean, that she says, you said, if. Okay, continue. Read the Rashi, Shechitat mean.
Shechitat mean, Israel. The Kol Sheken, the Obed Kohavim. The Hamat Nitin, Miha, the Israel Chaima. The Kaamar Perotav.
Tabalim.
Ubanav Mamzanim.
Correct, which means. We know that a mean goy, if he's a mean goy, also he does get fava dazara. Meaning a mean goy is not going to be better than a mean Yisrael. So if a mean Yisrael stole his fava dazara, a mean goy will do it as well. But we're discussing over here a Jewish one, because you'll see now some halachot that only can apply to Jews.
But if the mean
Stam goy is not a mean.
No, Stam goy is not a mean. This is good. They got the religious one. They got the guy who's
the mean goy does it. You're saying it's only nevelah still?
No. No, mean goy will be asur bana'a.
Mean you're saying the guy is Obed Ovedat Kochavim?
Yes, but he's a religious one. How much time are talking about that guy?
It's a Shechitat Ovedat Kochavim.
That's not a mean. There's Ovedat Kochavim, there's a mean. Ovedat Kochavim is a goy.
It's not a mean.
It's not a mean. Means worse. Now, what else do we know about this Jewish mean over here? So it says, his books are Sefer Kosmim, Pirotav Tevali. You go to his house to eat his fruit, don't eat his fruit. For sure, he didn't take the rumot and masrot and all that stuff over there. But here's Shomrim, this is a better one. Av banav mamzerim. Because the mean don't care if his wife commits adultery. That's what you have to say. How was this kid to be mamzerim? That he's mafkid his wife to. Look at that, she banav mamzerim. She ain't no.
She ain't no mafkid at least, mafkidah.
Yeah, he's mafkid his wife. Okay. V'tarakama, oh, what about tarakama? Ishto lo mefakir. Which means you have two shitor over here? Because you have Yeshurim. So obviously the Tarakama did not hold of Banam Mamzerim. Okay, don't go that far. He's not Mafkir, his wife, so I'm not going to go that far that his kids are going to be Mamzerim. Okay. Good, so therefore you have a duke from the Mishnah. Davka, Ovet Kukavim, we're going to say it's Asur, Nevela, Tuman, all that. But it mean Yisrael, because she can mean Goy, then it's, he did Favu Dazara purposes, then it's already Asur, Bana'a. Gemara Amar Mur Shechitat Oved Kuchavim Nevela. So the Gemara says, wait. V'nihu Shem Aminhu. Now for you, Charles, Rashi gives us the interpretation of a mean. Adam. Mean.
האדוק בעבודת כוחדים.
He's aduk, he's attached to it. He's already religious. He's devout. Very good. Devout. Umin Yisrael.
Hamul mimumad avodat kohanim. Shehamin aduk ba bechol machshavotav la.
Right. A mumad is different. There's levels of how devout is the word you said. It's good. There's a mumad. Well, it's down. He does it on and off. But mean is, he's in it. He's constant. So whatever is worse than a mumad. Continue.
This
is his life. His career. Careerist. Amar of Nahman, Amar Ababar Abu. Amazing line here. En minin be'umot ovde kochavim. No such thing. No such thing as the devout ovde kochavim. Yes. Kedomara, she's en torat min. There's no such thing. You go to the goyim. You see the guy bowing down to the Avodah Zarah, kissing the Avodah Zarah, doing all the rituals, the tree, the stuff, and all that. He don't mean it. It's all just minhag. You know, his father did it, he does it, they go through the moment. They don't have any real emotional attachment to the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? You don't know, they are ka'azin and the ika. You can't tell me there's no minim by the goyim. They do. We do see them. No, I didn't mean that. Ema en rov of the kochavim minim. The majority of them are okay. Look at what? Sabar lak yad amar b'chaya bar abba amar b'yohanan nukhrim shebechutz ala aris. The goyim that you see in chutz ala aris. Lav ovde avodat kochavimim. They're really not ovde avodat kochavimim. They're not the real McCoy. They're fakers. Ela menhag avotehem bidehem. They're following the menhag. It's like mitzvat anashim menumada. They're going through the motions. It's robotical. They don't have any connection to it. Now, and those are the guys who are in chutz la'aretz. So she's going to tell us that even the guys in Israel are not so religious. Kelomar ain't to mean ovichem mevaya. But that's the fact.
What is the hold of that? If he holds the majority of.
Of course, the majority.
No, if he holds the majority of goyim, so why does he have to say sabala kahadim and mechaya baraba? Why is that? Why do the two statements have to do?
Gemayas, why don't you suspect that every goy is a mean? So you're saying there's no minim by them. Aye, but we have minim by them. They're the mi'ut. And therefore, you have to turn it off. Therefore, when you see a goy slaughter, you don't have to assume that he's a mean. Because rubam enam minim. But you see the guy bowing out to Abu Nazara. Minhagavotem bidehem. Good? Okay, further. Amar Rav Yosef ben Minyoni, Amar Rav Nachman, En minim be'umot ovde kochavim. Here we go again. Now he made a statement which we just said. There's no minim by ovde kochavim. So the Gemara says, Lemai. What halachic ramification did you mean by saying this halacha? You made a statement. There's no minim by the ovde kochavim. Obviously, you were saying this not just to give us a historical perspective. You were giving it to us because there's a halakha that comes out of this. Which halakha comes out of this? Ili malishchita. Maybe you meant to tell me that if a goy mean slaughters an animal, it's not going to be asur. That cannot be. Hashta shchitat min li Yisrael amart asira. De oved kochavim mibaya. If you get a Jewish mean, you told me his shchita is asur banaa. Certainly, if you find a goy mean, for sure his shchita doesn't be asur banaa. I mean, you don't mean to say there's no such thing as a goy mean. No, it's not worse. We cannot accept that. If you tell me a Jewish guy that worships Avodah Zarah, like the goy himself is going to be better. So obviously, for sure, if you find the real mean of a goy, then for sure his shchita is going to be asur banaa like a Jew. That's not what his question was. So what was his question? By the way, she says, kol sheken she'aduk, because he's thinking about it all day long. So he didn't mean that when he said, en min ba'akum, to say that if you find the mean, he's not considered shechita asura. No. Ela lemoridin. You know what he meant? For the famous halakha moridin. When you see a goy, when you see a Jewish mean, what's the halakha? You gotta take him, and you throw him down the pit, and leave him there to starve to death. Moridin, velo malin. Even though he's screaming, hey, save me, I'm down there dying. See you later, you're mean. So therefore it's coming to say, it sounds like what it's saying is, but when you see a goy mean, you don't throw him in the pit. Oh, only a Jewish mean? That doesn't make sense either. So the Gemara says, Hashtad Yisrael Moridin. If you throw a Jewish mean down the pit, you're not going to throw a Goy mean down the pit. So that cannot be that either. Look at that. She, Moridin, Ma'arim. Moridin. Bebor.
Be'er Ma'amidin.
Haminim.
Moridin otam bebor.
Aval.
Obdei kochavim, ba'arohim, behem ataka. Afil Yisrael, lo ma'alim, ve'lo moridin.
Good. You have other people that are not so good. If they're in the pit, you don't got to take them out. But you don't put them in the pit. Okay, fine. So, Ama, Rav, Ukba, Bar Hama. You know what the Hadush is? Lekabel mehem korba. Amazing hadush. From a mean goy, Oved Avodah Zarah, you can accept the korban in the Beit HaMikdash. But from a mean Yisrael, no. Ah, we need a source for that. Look at that sheet. Lekabel mehem korban.
Mekabelim korban mekulan.
That's it. We don't make any differentiation when it comes to goyim. Once the Torah allows us to accept korbanot from goyim, we don't differentiate a religious goy, not religious goy, good guy, not good. Oh, that's it, goy's goy. In Jews, we start making chalukim. You gotta be religious Jew, but not a mumar, or not a mina, but like a big goyim, we accept all the korban. Look at that sheet now. Okay, now we get the proof. Now we saw this ra'ya once before. The Tanya. It says in the Pasuk, Mikem. What's the full Pasuk? Adam ki yakriv
Mikem
korban. Exactly. So Adam ki yakriv Mikem. So right away, Mikem is an exclusionary word. From you, but not from all of you. So Rashi says, Mikem velo kulechem. Who is coming to exclude? Leotzi et amumar. Right? You have a mumar. What's a mumar? That she gives the case. The guy pours, the guy makes the sukha yayin. The guy worships Avodah Zarah, puts the wine for yayin for Avodah Zarah. Asur. Mumar. Mikem velo kulechem. So in Jews, we make a chiduk. Bachem halakti. Bachem, in you Jewish people, I made a chiduk. Velo be'omdei kochavim. But when it came to Avodei Kochavim, they're all okay. Guy comes in with the Avodah Zarah, Aduk, he's the priest, he's doing everything, he's devout. I want to bring a Qurban Ola. Baruch Abba. Who told you on the Pasuk like that? Mimai, Dilma Haki Kama. Maybe the Pasuk should be learned like this. Mi Yisrael Mitzadike Kabel Mirashiyah Elote Kabel. Maybe make the halu like this. By Jewish people, I understand. Tzadikim accept. Lishayim, no. Maybe by the goyim don't accept anybody's. Who told you to go to the other extreme to say by goyim card lunch? Maybe by goyim it's nothing. We would not think that. Why? The Tanya ish. It says in the pasuk ish ish ki yakri mekem. What is the ish double ish? Matamu domar ish ish lerabot haovde kochaviv shenudrim nedarim lerabot Israel. The double ish comes and tells me. We do accept from goyim. So therefore there was no hava amina to say that a goy cannot bring that he's blocked out totally. So therefore the other option is what? Goyim, we don't measure their religious observance. Whether they're devout or not, they bring. And that's what the rabbi meant when he said, En minim legabe ovde kochavim legabe accepting their korban. Even the guy's a mean, but a Jewish mean, you do not accept this korban. One more point. So the Mishnah said, "Umetamea b'masa." But just read the Rashi. That's what we're reading. What the Rashi says: "Velo be'avdei kochavim." Afilu.
Afilu haminim kesherim. Ve'afal gav de'behediyat tanala behamatita. Ve'ikanu mefrach tarina. Meshum delav dekulei alma sheni alehu matita.
Which means we had a bright Rashi's balling. Usually, Gemara says, "Rabbi, what are you telling me this? It's a beferush Mishnah." But Rashi said, "You don't say that when it's a beferush baraita." Because not everybody heard all the braitas. So it's not superfluous for a rabbi to come along and make a statement, even though there's a braita. But if it was a beferush mishnah, the Gemara right away would have attacked. So what do you know about? It's a mishnah. That's what she says. Lekal mefrak tarinim shum delav v'kula alma shami alim madita. V'abemidi detarim v'maditin. But suddenly it's written in the mishnah. Ki amal la amora parich ala ma'ka mashmala tanina. Very important klal in the Rashi over here. Okay, ish bebet yisrim and agil agam yisrael shekrim korban. Okay. Next point. Umetam el b'masa. So what did the Mishnah say? We treat the goy shechita as a nevela, and therefore as tuma. This is pshita. Kevan de nevela hu metamea b'masa. I mean, doesn't that go hand in hand? Rashi. Correct, that's true. You didn't touch it. Let's say you picked it up by the end of Bar Acher. It was on the table. You lifted the table up. Doesn't matter. That's tumat masa. So of course, if it's a nevela, so it's tuma. So what's the hadush of the Mishnah? Amar Rava Ache Ketani. This is what it means to say. Zu metamea b'masa v'yesh lecha acheret shi metamea afilu be'ohel. It's not coming to tell you the laws of nevela. It's coming to make a diuk. It's coming to say, about it. This one is a nevela situation with tuma. But there's another case that it's not tumat nevela, it's going to give you tumat met. A nevela cannot be metamein in oil. If you're in the same room as a nevela, it doesn't metamein, but a met has tumat oil. So the Mishnah is saying, yeah, this is the regular nevela im tum'a shela. Aval yesh case ahead, there's another situation where if somebody slaughters it, it's going to bring tumat oil. If he just walks into the room with this animal, what's that case? Ve'ezu, zu takrovet, avodat kochavim. That's when they brought it for avodat zara. Uchrebi Yehuda ben Betera, like Yehuda ben Betera, which we're going to see it in a moment. Rashi haki ketani.
Shechitat stam oved kochavim, en metamei elav masa.
Avav.
Yes, shechitat oved kochavim, shemetamei
afilu betamei. A regular stam goy nevela, but there's another goy that he's going to slaughter it. That is going to be tumat met. Okay, we'll see which type of guy. Who is that going like? Rabbi Yehuda. Ika de amri amar bahachi ketani. Zu mitamea b'masa. V'yesh lecha acheret shehi kazu shemitamea b'masa. V'ena mitamea b'ohel. Some make a reverse diuk. And some say, this one is mitamea b'masa, nevela. And guess what? There's another one that's similar to this. And it's also mitamea. Because you would have thought it's mitamea maybe ohel. Kamash Balan, not for this case. For this case, we know it's Metameh. Of course it's Metameh. B'masa. I don't need the Mishnah to tell me that. But it's coming to tell me. And there's another case that you might have thought otherwise. And therefore the Mishnah is coming to tell you the only Tum'ah that comes out is Nevela B'masa. There's no other Tum'ah. Even though there's another case which you might have thought is more severe, it's not going to get that severe Tum'ah. It gets the same Tum'ah. Rashi Ika de Amri.
Ika de Amri. Hachi mashma matnitin. En tum'a b'shechitat oved kohavim, ela kisha nevelot metametamim imasa. Aval en ohel
b'shum. B'shum shechitat oved kohavim. Arukehu v'afilu shachat la'avodat kohavim. Amazing. Even if the goy took the knife, hareni shochet la'avodah zara. That's called a tikrovet avodah zara. So you would have thought, tikrovet avodah zara, maybe that you treat much more severe. Kamashman, according to the second version, it's tum'ah nevela like everything else. According to the first version, tum'ah is going to be nevela only when a goy slaughters it regularly. But if a goy slaughters it for avodah zara, it's going to have a deed of tum'at mit. Now, where do we learn this from? This is a notable proof, which is this week's parasha. And that's what we're going to end up today's daf on. The Ezu, what is the serious one that can bring tumat? Or according to the second version, just regular tumat. The krovet avodat kochavim. Udlo kerebi Yehuda ben Betera. Because Yehuda ben Betera says it brings tumat oil. The Tanya Rebbe Yehuda ben Betera omer, minayin the takrovet avodat kochavim. How do we know that if somebody slaughters an animal, the Shema avodat zara, that the animal itself has like a tumat mit? Shim mitamea be'ol shene'emar. The Jewish people, it says, vayitzamedu le'ba'al pe'or. That they attach themselves to the avodat zara of pe'or. Vayochelu zivche metim. It says they ate from the sacrifices of metim. Now, obviously, the korban is dead when you're eating it. What is the pasuk to say zivche metim? This was avodah zaras that it was brought. Ma met metame be'ohel at tikrovet avodat kochavim letamea be'ohel. So we learned that from this week's parasha. Zivche metim. That just like a met is metame, the korbanot that are brought to the avodah zara also rashi. That's it. No rashi. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen.